Everett's had been going to their eternal rest in the same remote plot of land with its breathtaking view of the same range of gorgeously unforgiving Colorado mountains for at least three generations, and counting. Gray Everett had always understood that sooner or later he'd follow suit. But today was one of those bright and blue November days that seduced a man into imagining that he couldn't feel winter kicking there in the snap of the air against his face, sweeping down from the snowy heights to tug at his bones and make him feel every one of his 38 years. It was the kind of sky that made Gray imagine he might just be immortal. Colorado sunshine was nothing if not deceptive, even in an autumn that had already dusted the jagged peaks around the remote Longhorn Valley with a couple of teaser snowfalls, just to get the blood pumping and the snow tires ready. And today it was Gray's famously ornery father who was carrying on the inevitable Everett tradition. He was being interred into Everett land in the simple pine box he'd requested, in the will he'd drawn up years ago, and had thereafter theatrically amended with a red pen at the dinner table any time he felt irritable or slighted. And Amos Everett had pretty much felt nothing but irritable and slighted every day of his miserable life. Gray was the one who'd had to keep the ranch running, no matter Amos's many feuds and grievances. He was the only one of his brothers who'd bothered to stick around and take care of what was theirs, so he'd long since stopped paying attention to his father's dark mutterings and periodic pronouncements of who was in and who was out. He'd had fences to mend, calves to brand, colts to halter break, bulls to move from one pasture to another. Amos's dark obsessions had been a distraction. Nothing more. The pine box was about the only thing that the old man hadn't changed in all these years of will amendments. And there were worse things than an eternity spent in this pretty family plot, miles away from anything, draped in wind and quiet, snowstorms and summer breezes, shaded by cottonwood trees overlooking the icy blue river that tumbled down from the higher elevations and had given the 400 acres Gray's ancestors had claimed its name. Cold River Ranch, the seat of the Everett family as long as there had been Everetts in Colorado. His trouble, Gray found himself thinking as his reluctant family and the few neighbors who didn't outright hate Amos gathered around the grave Gray himself had dug into the chilly, resistant earth the previous morning, was that it turned out he might want just a little bit more from his life than the Everett family tradition being interred in front of him. He'd come from this land, and like it or not, he'd be returned to this land sooner or later. Staring at his father's grave brought that home to him with a kind of wallop. Gray had spent his life deep in the harsh realities of running cattle, committed to handling Amos's nonsense as best he could, and dedicated to the raising of his daughter the way he'd been doing since Becca's mother had taken Gray's truck and crashed it on the mountain on her way to see one of her lovers 10 years back. He stared at his father's casket sunk deep in the ground and thought it wasn't the worst idea in the world to see if he could enjoy his life a little before he found himself stretched out beneath an adjacent patch of grass. The truth was, Everett's historically lived mean and more than a little feral. Out here where the land had a mind of its own, cattle and weather wreaked havoc at will, and the pretty little town of Cold River was an iffy mountain pass away. Everett's tended to nurse the bottle or wield their piety like a weapon, spending their days alone and angry until they keeled over in a barn one day. Gray's grandfather had been found one morning slumped over his tractor. Amos, who Gray really should have been taking this opportunity to mourn in the way a good son surely would have, had staggered off to the barn to saddle up his horse on Halloween morning and hadn't come out. Gray's grandfather Silas had been a tough man, but a good one. When he had died, the whole valley had turned out to pay their respects. To this day, Gray couldn't make a trip into town without some old-timer gruffly reminding him he had the look of his grandpa about him. He was fairly certain it was a compliment.